WCIQC.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Yeah!
Travel World. AM 600.
Let's do it.
Alive, it's alive, it's alive.
Ozzy Osbourne on AM.
Now you're talking.
Here with Maria Miles.
Yes, coming to you from the North Boston area, Salisbury Beach,
Merrimack River Valley, our favorite part of New England, the July 1st and July 4th weekend, the official start of summer. People start thinking about their summer vacations, getting away to the beach, and no better place to combine beach with a fine dining to the history than the entire Merrimack River Valley from Andover over to Salisbury. So much to see and do. It's only 5.5-6 hours from Montreal, Interstate 89 down to the 93. Brings you to the crossroads of the Merrimack River Valley and Andover. The 93 meets the 495, and some people in Montreal will want to maybe even break it up into a two-day trip, see part of Vermont. We stopped off earlier at the Hampton Inn in White River Junction, which is the newest hotel in the White River Junction, Lebanon area. Only $56 midweek, $66 on the weekend. Breakfast buffet, not just any, you know, two stale donuts and a glass of juice. Six different juices.
two stale donuts. No, there were four kinds of stale donuts.
French toast, waffles,
fruit, cereal. This is breakfast.
It was actually a very, very good breakfast. You can even get cereal, and even Amy liked it.
Yes, and that's saying something. Indoor pool, fitness center, three local calls, coffee maker in the room, iron ironing board, and even in the King's corporate room, the official chair, a lazy boy, not one of these chairs that are hanging there. You've got a very comfortable recliner chair to lean back, read your newspaper, watch TV. Hampton Inn, White River Junction, the newest hotel in the Upper Valley area of the Connecticut River Valley.
And there was a pool. Amy loved the pool there. So when we finally came down here to north of Boston, which is the entire area, you got to treat it like a destination. There's so many different things. I mean, we came down and it was raining. Well, big deal. If it's raining, fine. You still have stuff to do on Salisbury Beach, but you have plenty to do over in Amesbury and Haverhill and Lawrence and Methuen and, of course,
it's
in Lowell.
It's a historical destination. Essex County markets itself with brochures that lead you towards the Industrial Revolution, maritime history. If you're looking to combine history with the sun, sand, and beautiful beach, this is the destination to consider this summertime.
And for Chad, he can also spend some time at Maria Miles' house,
which we are doing this morning.
Good morning, Maria. Maria is the president of the Salisbury Chamber of Commerce and the chairman of the North Boston Convention.
And a fan of Chad's.
Oh, bonjour, mes amis. Comment allez-vous? And where is mon petit chou? I understand Chad didn't come down to see me. I really, you know, I'm feeling very dejected by this. But thank God I have these two wonderful hunks of men. You know, these two remind me of those two flames that used to travel the world finding the perfect wave. The only thing is I understand they're really butch. Is this so?
No. Now Chad likes that one, eh?
Oh,
some people just think of us.
Oh, but they
preceded us to many a destination.
You know, the thing I love about these two guys is they love Salisbury Beach. And, you know, when you come to Salisbury Beach, this is the Cape of the North Shore. This is where you can still have a cigarette in a restaurant, drink a beer at 11 a.m., and after you've done all the wonderful things on our beautiful beach with the family, then you guys, our girls, can go to the Tens Club. So we have everything here, something for everyone.
All of the attractions which would really appeal to
the Quebec market. Years ago, I used to go down to the south of Boston area, and, you know, you could figure out what that acronym would sound to be. Cape Cod. We went there a few years ago, and it has so changed. This area is what Cape Cod used to be like before
Cape Cod got
so commercialized and so overbuilt, and the beaches got eroded. You have to come to the north of Boston area to recreate that feeling of what New England is supposed to be.
I know, in speaking speaking with Matty Witt, Mr. New England himself.
Oh, we love Matty. Can I say hi to Matty?
Say hi to Matty.
Oh, yes. Matty, where are you? Another one I haven't seen. Come on down. The beach is beautiful.
I'm able to get his picture printed in the paper, getting a great big kiss from Maria.
I'll kill him.
I'll kill him. Well, anyway, he mentions other beaches. I don't know what it is. He mentions the one to the north, and I said, but
well,
Manny, I prefer Salisbury. And then he says some other beach beginning with an M. I don't even know, Mumford, Medford, Milford.
Well, the thing about here is whatever. That we have 5 miles of swimming beach, accessible beach. Was very, very affordable. As a matter of fact, I think the Quebecs or the Canadians have realized this because the Salisbury Beach State Reservation last year had 60% of their visitors were from Canada. And I found that amazing because I know the state wasn't advertising that much, but now because of that, they are doing a lot of marketing. We want you here. Bienvenue, bienvenue. Come on down. We want to see you. And it's affordable. We're not ridiculously expensive. You can still get a place on the beach for $600 a week. Mine are right on the beach for $600. And the one, you know, those are oceanside. And then across the street, I have them $550 and $450. So Salisbury Beach is the place to come, and it's not that far, it's not that trafficy, and guys, look out the window.
Looking out the window right now, it's low tide here, and see people walking into the water, it's a gentle surf, beautiful, beautiful sand stretching for as far as the eye can see. It's a clear day.
Parasols.
You can see boats out there where you go deep sea fishing. There are whale watching expeditions for those who have not indulged too much in eating a haji special.
By the way, if you were at the Cape, would the beach be this uncrowded?
No.
This is July 3rd.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing we like so much about Salisbury. Not only do you have the beach with the arcade and you got the amusements and what have you, you've got, you know, more or less unspoiled beach. You've got houses on the beach. You've got Plum Island if you want pure, pure ecotourism style.
800 varieties of different plants and the birds, one of the premier bird-watching destinations in all of the Northeast.
And on the beach, of course, would be a fiesta for Chad. I think
Woo-hoo.
You're popping out here, Chad.
You know, my people, my members wanted to know now, Maria, how do you know there are that many Canadians while I live on the beach? And I says, because American men don't wear bikinis.
Bikini briefs or muscle shirts. Martin menthol, yeah.
Guys in their 50s wearing Speedos.
Oh, it's so cute to see this out here. But, you know, that's the thing. There's no glamadones in Salisbury. Everyone is welcome. We have a grand old time from Thursday through Saturday. We have live entertainment. Like right now, we're going to have fireworks tonight at 10, fireworks again tomorrow night at 10, and we have bands like tomorrow night, Jump and Jive with Rico Bar. Last night we had the B Street Bombers, and people were going crazy. Were you guys there for this?
We're having a lot of fun here. Sometimes, we'll be talking about more of that, so when we return after the 11:15 break, sometimes people have to get away to the business corners of Quebec, and that means taking Air Montreal. Air Montreal is consistently 50% less than other carriers on the route. You call today, fly tomorrow, no need to reserve 2 weeks in advance and stay a Saturday night. You save even more by leaving from Air Montreal's own terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval. Parking is free, no airport improvement fee to pay. Air Montreal, 631-2111 to Quebec City, Île-de-la-Madeleine, Bagotville, Rouyn-Noranda. Air Montreal, 631-2111.
Soon to be the official airline of the Chad Kennedy Hunt for Hotties. Let's roll the break.
Something the banshee.
The hell is a banshee?
Seek help.
AM600 Montreal.
Hi, how you doing? I'm Lita Poulsen. I hope you've had a good cup of coffee this morning. Relax just a bit and then take time out of your day to head over to Brouille Matsonneau, 7272 Numa Boulevard in Ville LaSalle. Start your style here, as a matter of fact, especially if you've just moved and you need a new mattress. Often when we move, we just wreck the mattress, so buy a new one. Right now, I believe Mouts Know, where you get 50% off the Beauty Sleep Caress Plus Mattresses and Box Springs by Simmons with 510 DuraFlex high-profile coils, a SimPad firm upholstering, and 5-year warranty. Check it out for $299. That's for the double-size mattress. And at Brouille Matsonneau, we deliver and haul away your old mattress free of charge. Here at Brouille Matsonneau, also a large choice of quality comforters, pillow covers, covers and sheets, so we outfit you completely here at Brie Martineau with a 20-day trial period for your mattress. Ask about the comfort warranty here. And don't forget at Brie Martineau for your household appliances, your electronics. Ask about the extended warranty program for your furniture. Ask about the Magic Seal Fabric Protection Plan. It's amazing. Or the Leather Care at Home Treatment. That's all you're going to need at Brie Martineau, 7272 Newman Boulevard in Villa Salle.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langill Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langills with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langill's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langill's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
When we get hungry, we know where to go. We're all going down to Picasso. We're always open at Picasso.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hello, my name is Kevin Pike from the Salisbury Police Department. You're listening to my favorite travel program, Travel World, right here on AM 600, CIQC.
Talk Radio 600, CIQC.
Tell me, how will I ever be the same when I know that that woman is whispering your name? Somebody bring me some water. Can't you see it's out of control? Baby's got my heart and my baby's got my mind.
Pretty atmosphere here on the beach in Salisbury.
Oh, what a beautiful place. They have all kinds of, they've got a live band playing right in the center of the square in the middle of, the beachfront, which you call it the arcade area here.
No, it's called the Salisbury Beach Center Mall. And what's beautiful about that is you can be at the beach, come up, have fried clams, a lobster roll, steak tips. There's food for every palate. The beauty about being in the North of Boston region is that you can be anywhere in the North of Boston region and within 45 minutes be in another area. You can go antiquing. The food is out of this world. I guess that's why Stephen and Willard like to come down here.
Oh, yes. Last night we went to a restaurant, and it was called...
Chad would think that it needs an extra letter in the name.
The sign said Stripers Grill. We were thinking, no, we're going to Strippers. No, it's Stripers Grill. Ring Island, Salisbury, overlooking the Newburyport Harbor. Beautiful setting, but
great
the
food.
Portions, what big portions.
That was the prime rib you have to call sir. I've never seen anything so huge in my life.
It would need two people to carry it in. You figured somebody would, seafood platter, and usually you're used to seafood platter, get three, four clams, three, four shrimp. When they called these jumbo shrimp, they were jumbo shrimp. Shrimp, clams, scallops, halibut, great platter. More than enough to
and
eat.
The view is beautiful. The Merrimack River goes between Salisbury and Newburyport, and we're 5 minutes from each other, so you can take the trolley. We now have a trolley so that you can take a train. Say you took a plane into Boston, you could take a train to Newburyport. The trolley comes every hour, picks you up, and brings you to Salisbury, and you can go back. So it's really great. By the way, the portions were too big. Does this mean that I made too much food for you?
No, I think we have our appetite for lunch. We have regained our appetite.
Yeah, even after going to Hodges, we got to make mention of that. In Amesbury, there is a little ice cream stand
in
called
Salisbury
Hodges.
Also, we have one in Salisbury.
Hodges?
Yes, it's right off of 95 in Salisbury. They have one in Amesbury and one in Salisbury.
Well, there we go, Hodges.
Then we also have Willie's Candy and Ice Cream, over 100 years old. And every year from Vegas, around Christmas time, the McGuire sisters call up Willie's, and they want all their candy. So everyone in Vegas is eating candy from Willie's.
We'll be stocking up, bring home some of their world-famous fudge.
Little word on Hodges, though. It's been owned by a guy named Pete Hodge, not no relation to Dave, the sportscaster. But this guy, he... makes his own ice cream on the premises, the best ice cream I've ever tasted. I mean, not taking anything away from Ben and Jerry's, this makes Ben and Jerry's taste like the old Domino brand we used to get.
It used to melt in the bottom of the freezer. This is great ice cream, coffee fudge and mocha chip. The quarter kitty size is 8 ounces. It takes you, you know, half an hour to eat a quarter kitty size. It's very reasonably priced, $1.80. A small is four full scoops. So
it's huge. I mean, it's one of those relic from the beachcomber sizes, you know?
Oh, my God. By the way, I wanted to mention, Tuesday through Thursday is the best time if you want a really good break, where that's the time that we're not so booked. So if you guys want to come down here and spend a few days, and a week is always cheaper, but if you're just coming for a few days, come midweek, Tuesday through Thursday. There's less traffic. It's unbelievable how it quiets down. We truly are an undiscovered treasure here.
Oh, yeah.
I'll see you Tuesday then.
People think that there hasn't been much going on in Salisbury since the 1950s. It is that hidden gem nestled between two other more better-known areas.
It's a great beach. Put it this way. I like Salisbury because there's lots to do here. You can go where there's tons of action, so you can go where there's a little bit of action. You can go where there's, you know, complete...
No action.
Yeah, no action. No, that would be, I don't know. I won't make that joke. It's too obvious.
How will it be good? But now tell me, how are our police? Aren't the people very friendly?
Well, people are friendly here. They go out of their way to be nice to you. The police are...
Even the police.
You have a feeling of safety and security, but they've gone through courses to make them into sort of the community policing
concept. I
got to
tell you the police story.
Well, wait, before you do, I just want to tell you about my police chief, Larry Streeter. Last year, he received the Hospitality and Tourism Award in the state, and everyone wants to know what they're doing. It's our police chief. They have community policing, and there's something else.
Absolutely. Marie introduced them to us 2 years ago, so we stopped by to say hello. And they remembered us, even Kevin Pike.
Who did the station ID for us just a moment ago, and Chief Larry Streeter, he collects these police patches between different police forces, and last time we were in Salisbury, we arranged with Commander Paul Chablow of MUC Police Station 1 in Kirkland, and they exchanged a Salisbury patch for a Montreal Urban Community Police patch. So.
Well, maybe they could send some more from there.
Here comes the story. We went in there with Stephen and I, as well as Laurie and Amy walked in there. Amy, of course, with little blue eyes, has been charming people all day long. Amy's 3 years old. And we're in here, you could be yakking away. And anyway, every policeman seems to come up to her, and it's just totally charmed. We have this little, thumb signal that we do to make her laugh. Well, she's been doing that to the police guys. There's one particular policeman, I don't know his name, but he was taken with her as well. He gave her a little badge, a little junior police officer badge, and wasn't a Sylvester the cat, but it was a raccoon.
Rocky the raccoon.
Rocky the raccoon or something like that. We didn't think too much about that till later that evening. We're on the beach, and we meet Maria standing next to one of the policemen who was sitting on, you know, one of his little beach bikes, but just, you know, monitoring the center mall, seeing what's going on.
He has great legs, by the way.
Pardon me?
He had great legs, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The police officer, not Willem.
Willem's not bad either. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
But you haven't seen
Don't
Chad.
Don't within earshot of Laurie. She's not going to like that too much. But anyhow, so basically Laurie's introducing the police officer to us. Of course, she says, have you met this? And the first thing the police officer turns to Amy, he starts doing that little thumb thing again.
It's made a memory. He certainly remembered it.
Oh, they are just sweethearts over here. But we do have a share of problems. For instance, we had one of our clubs, what should we call it, exotic dancing clubs,
yes,
and the Tins, and they wanted to adopt a highway program, and they called and I said, gee, I think that might be a little difficult. For those of you who don't know what adopt a highway is, it's when someone takes a section of highway and cleans it. They go out and physically pick up dirt. Well, God bless these lovely ladies. They wanted to go out there in their bikinis. And I was a bit concerned because I thought it might be detrimental to the guys driving by, all the girls. And what happened was they went to New Hampshire, and everyone was upset with me because we don't have them doing the Adopt a Highway program in Salisbury.
Chad, what do you think of that?
I don't think it would have been a problem. You know, this sort of thing should be legalized.
Well, they have the little red vest, and I call those tees tops.
Tees tops, yes.
Yes. A lot of places to buy t-shirts along the Salisbury Mall, and also as we mentioned earlier.
Reasonably priced.
Reasonably priced, $2, $3, $4.
You can pay up to $20 a t-shirt someplace. Someplace you can buy a t-shirt for a kid around here, $2.
Well, I have to tell you, when I've gone to Canada 3 times, the state sends me to promote the area. And while I've been up there, it seems to me, with using American money, even when I've, you know, transferred it over, that things cost a lot more in Canada than they do at Salisbury Beach. So it truly is an affordable place to come.
Affordable is the key word. The places to eat and a wide variety of food. It's not like, oh, here's tourist season and let's make as much as we can off the backs of the poor saps. These are, you know, dollar for
but
this,
$2
for that.
It's also New England. The food in New England is unbelievable. Now, we've been to Jamaica, we've been to Hawaii, we've been pretty well around the world, you and I. And the food around New England is some of the best we've ever had.
You can't beat New England food. And talking about food, many people, when they go around the southern states and the Midwest, they're used to Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel is headed north. They've opened their first New England branch of Cracker Barrel in Tewksbury, Andover Street at Interstate 495 and 39, exit 39, where you get a great breakfast. The Cracker Barrel breakfast
that
you know from the Midwest and the South, you can get them in
great
New England
juice,
as well.
Great apple cider.
You have the country store atmosphere, which is propelled Cracker Barrel to a destination just to stop off at. The merchandise, wide array of, again, reasonably priced merchandise that is unique and ideal for gifts. So
I know Laurie and Amy wanted to walk off with the rocking chairs in the front.
You can sit right outside any Cracker Barrel. I'm sure I wouldn't want to do this in the middle of a New England winter, but in the summertime it's great. You think you're at a little country house.
So. Speaking
of country, I think you all need to know we're 360 years old, and the antiquing is phenomenal here. And the beauty about our antiques, for instance, in Newburyport, that they're like mahogany and wonderful blue dishes and everything, because the people in Newburyport were ship's captains, you know, and they were bringing stuff from China, so they had the silks of China. So the antiques from our area are phenomenal and second to none. People come from all over the world to shop in our shops. So, and if you're looking for anything special, we're the place to come. And also in this area, like if you're staying in Salisbury, you can just cross the bridge to Newburyport. Again, phenomenal restaurants, both Salisbury and Newburyport and the other areas. And you can go shopping. There's a whale watching. There's cruise boats. And there's everything. You know, there's something for everyone to do. And the theater. I forgot we have the theater.
There's a theater in downtown Newburyport.
You can get the same shows that you would get in Boston. We also have the North Shore Theater in Beverly, where we have the greatest shows coming. So this is an area without all the traffic and all the expense to come to.
You can get the local radio station, WNBP. Paul Watts of power blasting his way across the...
All right, so we're a little backward, but I did have 2 phones, though, folks.
the nice guy over at WNBP.
Matt Stevens, yes.
And, of course, you can also get Brian Kennemy's god of the radio business, the WBZ everywhere.
WBZ, News Radio 1030, New England.
Oh, my God. If that's what CIQC is going to become, God help us all. Anyway. Listen, time to talk about pizza.
Great food here in the Salisbury area. Great time to start thinking about lunch back in Montreal, 11:30. Give Pizza Donini a call, 383-6000. Real great Montreal-style pizza and a whole lot more. Piping hot, oven fresh, at your door in 30 minutes or less. 383-6000, Pizza Donini.
Chad, let's roll it.
AM 600. Travel World will continue.
CIQC Montreal.
How you doing? I'm Lita Poulsen. I'm at Bureau et Martineau right now at 7272 Newman Boulevard in Ville LaSalle. Drop on by here. We're right near the Café Anglignon. It's a wonderful day to do some browsing, some shopping, to bring the whole family to. Something for everyone here, from household appliances to electronics to furniture. And especially if you've moved, this is the place to drop on by. Electronics right now, air conditioners, you need one. We've got the Samsung 5000 BTU room air conditioner with 2-speed fan, 12-position thermostat control, and the antibacterial filter for $299 with free delivery. Drop by and check out Fido, too. Very important to check out the launch offer here. $99 includes the calling card value of $25. That's for the Nokia 5190 SCP model. We've got details in stores. Matter of fact, all the reps here are experts in their field, and you can protect your investments with the extended maintenance service plan too at Brûlis Martineau. Over 14 camcorder models too available, starting at $449 with the Samsung 8mm for $449. You got to check out all the details here in store, and a Panasonic portable CD player for just $99 in electronics. Brûlis Martineau for all your electronics.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
What you've just heard is a Videotron high-speed internet cable customer. Why are you so happy, Fred?
Videotron gives me the fastest internet access from only $29.95 a month. And a guaranteed refund on the access fees within the first 2 months if I'm not happy. Delighted. Overjoyed.
Guarantee offer ends July 11th. Certain conditions apply. Call 1-888-281-6661.
Call Videotron now.
Fred says call Videotron now.
Now.
Uh-oh. It's contagious.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Oh, hi, Chad. This is Maria from Salisbury. We'd love to show you around. Come on down. We have the place is great. I know just where to take you. The boys will explain it to you when they get back.
CIQC.
Girl, I want to hear you sing.
I want to have sex on the beach.
Yeah.
Oh, he can't get enough of that song, yeah.
And Maria, of course, it was her own station ID from 2 years ago, yeah?
Oh, my God, I can't believe you still kept that.
That's my very, very favorite.
You mean, come on, we'd love to show you around. Is that it, Chad?
That's
come
the one.
Come on down, the beach is beautiful. Well, you know, we'd love to show you around was the slogan that the State Department of Tourism chose. Well, wouldn't you know it, last year they changed to Massachusetts Take a Real Vacation. But I still tend to use, come on down, we'd love to show you around. Doesn't that work for me?
It works for me.
It works for me.
You sound delightful. Are you as delightful as Willard and Stephen?
I don't believe anything they say.
Well, you know, we kept on telling her how great your hands were, Chad.
Well, okay, believe some of it.
There you go.
Okay.
Hands of Chad.
Well, it seems to me that the Canadian French are a lot of fun, so we especially want them to come here. We like fun, and that's what the hospitality field's all about, and that's why I like it.
That's another thing I like about Salisbury. Again, great beach. One of the nice things about this beach, long, long sandy beach. They clean it twice a day. The tractors are
right now cleaning it. We can see them out there cleaning the beach, making it even more beautiful, keeping it right spick and span.
And it's not so crowded. You don't get there and you know, you're cheek by jowl next to the next guy, you know, bumping elbows with the person beside you. You got plenty of sand here that you can bury Stephen with.
which you promptly did. Parking is very reasonable, $3 a day, plenty of it, and you're not walking, like, for 6 miles to get from the parking lot to the beach.
I mean, no, right next to the beach we park. Right next.
Right next, and up and over.
Get closer.
You can't get any closer than that. You go to some beach destinations, and you're forever carrying all of your paraphernalia up and down the boardwalk. And over the dunes, here, step out of your car, within 1-2 minutes, There
and
you are.
We have plenty of parking. There's four parking lots as well as the town parking lot. And then we also have the state reservation, which is strictly beach, which is about 5 minutes up from the amusement park, which is part of the 5 miles of beach. So you can go there, park your car for $3, and listen to this. We have camping. $7 non-electric, $9 electric hookup, and that's United States money. How do you call it? American currency?
American currency.
It's so beautiful, and it's borders on the Black Rocks. The Merrimack River and the Atlantic Ocean kiss at the Black Rocks. Did you get that, Chad?
I did.
Oh, my. So it's a beautiful place to come, and then after you finish swimming and doing all those wonderful things, you can come up to the amusement park and the arcades. Let me tell you, like Joe's Playland, they just don't have arcade games. Every year they have the latest state-of-the-art games that challenge the kids' minds. So we get a lot of schools that come out here because of that. We also have a new underage club. It's called Ozone, where kids under, I guess it's for the under 18, 14 to 18.
Billed as under 21, I think.
Under 21. But you know what? They're mostly, you know, the young teenagers, and it's a wonderful club. We were concerned about something like that, but it turned out to be the nicest thing for young kids to go to. We have free entertainment on the island, which is great. Like tonight, we're going to be having the sock hop and the fireworks. We have something for everyone to do in Salisbury and the area. So if you come to Salisbury Beach, it's affordable to stay at any of our wonderful motels or campgrounds, and then you can travel to Boston, to Salem, and now transportation is easier than ever because we have a trolley and a train.
Molly the trolley? Or
I thought it was Molly Falconer the trolley. going between the two. One of the nice little drives we took was along Highway 1 buggy era, and nobody realizes that
that's
are
where kings and queens used to get their carriages made, you know, in
they
England.
Have a carriage museum, so anyone wanting to visit,
right,
learn more about that the part of history.
And along Highway 1, of course, of interest, Chad, is a place called the Automobiles of Yesteryear.
Oh.
Just down the road here in Salisbury. Also on Highway 110, when you go to through Haverhill, this was the shoe manufacturing capital of the world at one time.
Antiques, and it's a nice little town.
Little cafes and antique shops that you can just get out and wander. Beautiful brick buildings, a real atmosphere to the town. And only a block away from the Merrimack River, and they have some lookout areas where you can walk down to the river.
You can eat on the river. You know, that's the way we all used to come to the beach. In the old days, I'm talking 10, 20 years ago, no one stayed at the beach year-round. As of about the blizzard of 78, people had to opt whether they were going to stay in their valley houses or in their beach homes. So most of them opted to come up here and live up on Salisbury Beach. And I think all of us that have opted to do that are really grateful because it's the closest thing to heaven. I mean, I know I love looking out at this beautiful beach and being here year-round, even though periodically the Atlantic Ocean tends to come up a little higher than we like. But it's really phenomenal, and it's lovely. So I hope you all come down and visit us.
Oh, yeah. Another plus of Salisbury Beach, which Hampton Beach does not have, and everybody will go to Hampton Beach,
you
go to
me?
Hampton Beach.
Is it me you're talking about?
No,
that
no.
Hampton doesn't
oh,
have.
That's yet another plus, for Chad especially. But, no, and another big plus for visitors to the area is, of course, Newburyport being so close. You can stay on a beach and do beach kind of things.
Right.
Not a five-minute drive. You're across a little bridge, and you're in this beautiful New England town where there's shopping, there's antiquing.
You walk around Newburyport with its brick buildings and its cobblestone streets. They've recreated a whole atmosphere. And I saw pictures on previous visit of what it looked like in the 60s and 70s. It was basically falling apart. It was nothing in Newburyport.
Right.
A concerted effort was made to rebuild this town, and this is the way you picture a New England town.
I have to correct you on that. It wasn't rebuilt. What happened was it was like Sleepy Hollow. There were all these big mansions down there, and like I said, they were ships' captains and all, and the town was literally asleep for like 30, 40 years. It was never destroyed. So then when they had the redevelopment crew come in, they were either going to tear it all down, and then they decided to just fix it up, like clean the bricks and do things. It just was restored. But everything was in its original condition. It just needed to be cleaned up and put a little landscaping. And they still have, like, the tunnels underground from where they used to, you know, bring the slaves and all through to get to the boats. So it's absolutely one of the most romantic places in the world to be. for anyone and everyone, and it's like that year-round. Better Homes and Garden referred to it 20 years ago as Christmas City, and trust me when I tell you, this is the place to go shopping and come to, and you have that wonderful atmosphere like the old 1940 movies.
In early December, they have Christmas in New England Festival.
Oh, absolutely.
They light up the trees, and they serve hot grog on the sidewalks, and you visit the different store window displays. It's an experience. Everyone has to go to Christmas in New England once. Except
yeah, but you don't always have to go down with...
the same three people?
Yeah, the same three people.
Well, let me tell you, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, we have our tree lighting at 6:30, and then after we sing Christmas carols, we all go to the East Parish Methodist Church, which is the oldest working parish in America. And we have hot chocolate and pastry like you wouldn't believe. And boy, do those Methodists know how to bake.
Oh, yeah.
This is it. But during the day, there's a Christmas parade in Newburyport, and they have Santa. And that's fun also. So you can spend the whole day here and have a ball. But it's another time to come. Do not think of us as just a summertime resort. It isn't.
What I like about the north of Boston area is people live here year-round. It is not 2 months of the year. Get what you can out of summertime, and that's it. You can come 12 months of the year, the museums, the shopping. It's a year-round viable destination.
You were saying that as we were driving down Highway 110, one of the basic things you liked about the area was people actually lived here. It's not just one of these phony put-up fronts and, you know, come here, collect your money, and leave. It's they actually live and work here.
Yeah,
the places you go into are places that they actually do.
And people, there's manufacturing centers. People live, work, play year-round in the area.
Well, I'm a testimony. You're in my house. So you can see where I live, that I'm not coming, like, you know, from someplace else to promote the area. I forgot about Salem. Did we mention Salem?
Not yet.
Oh, is that a wonderful place to go? So great is that they have all these museums, and Salem is where they burnt the witches, or what they thought were witches, go way back in, was it 1642?
So they Anglophones.
Oh, my God. But if you go there, they have the museums, and they do reenactments, and you can really feel what it was like. And you know what's amazing? There are a lot of descendants from those witches. One of our selectmen, Barbara Thomas, is a descendant of, I think it was Susanna Martin, and she was hung as a witch. And Barbara has all the information going back, because I guess it was sent down generation to generation. And there are people who are descendants of these witches, and I find that amazing. I was telling the boys, we have, like I said, we're 360 years old, and on Ringsair Island, when I first came here, there were people that were living in the same houses as their ancestors 360 years ago. So at first I was telling them I was looking for the webbing between the fingers, but it wasn't the case. It's just that they love their history, and they hold on to their homes. We're all kind of like that around here. You know, New England is the kind of place we don't like much change.
that's what makes it particularly charming and interesting for the
Canadians. Because they don't leave us with much change after tax.
So, as I said, it's wonderful to be here. And other areas, we have Peabody and Danvers and places like that where the shopping is phenomenal. And all along, you know, I mean, it's a place where you can go from one city or town to another, and this, again, something for everyone.
Around 20 minutes south of here is Essex, another antique area, and where they invented the fried clam at Woodman's.
And Woodman's has, oh, go down and you ask for Jane Woodman. She is wonderful. She's one that hosts you Canadians anytime you come down here, but they are very hospitable. They have a new shipbuilding museum there. Is it the Thomas Lennon that's down there? So there's a lot there to see. And everything's close to water. We're all coastal communities are very close, either the Merrimack River or the Atlantic Ocean. So there's always a body of water near where you're at in this area.
That's what I love about it. It's coming up to 11:45 in Montreal. We'll be continuing talking about the north of Boston area, coming to you direct from Salisbury. Stay listening to Travel World here on AM 600, CIQC.
Chad, roll it.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Go to some wafer place.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Kind of look like a couple of red lobsters to me.
Rocking me, baby.
CIQC, Montreal.
Hi, how you doing? We're at Beau et Martineau today. I'm Lita Polson, 7272 Newman Boulevard in Ville LaSalle. Drop by right now and start your style here. We've got the furniture for your new home. Okay, your renovated home. Okay, your home. We've got over 50 dining room sets available starting at $329. Check this out for a change. A dining room set in wood, 36 by 48 inch table with a 12 inch leaf. It includes the four chairs with comfortable back for $6.99 for the five pieces. We also have the instant credit plan available in store. We also accept Visa, MasterCard, Interact, and Roy Matsuno credit card. It's going to help you take advantage of all the promotions that are going on right now in the furniture department, including living room sets. We have two-piece sets on promotion with the high-quality living room set upholstered in cotton and polyester designed for comfort and durability. $7.99. That's going to make a change for your home with a sofa and armchair. Just beautiful. It includes the free delivery. They also have available assorted love seats. Check them all out with the decorations, the accessories, the lamps, the picture frames, offered at prices that defy the competition. Open till 5 today. Promotions continue at Beau and Martino, 7272 Newman Boulevard in Ville LaSalle.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Bend. Telephone 271-5058.
Tassel Patsikakis for Dormez Vous, and I've got news for you. Stuart and the gang have been cleaning out the warehouse, and they came across more 15-speed mountain bikes. So what are they going to do? Well, they've brought the special back. Yes, indeedy, you buy a Primo Gold, Infinity, or Platinum mattress set in either double, queen, or king, and you receive absolutely free a brand new 15-speed mountain bike valued at over $200. And of course, you're buying your mattress at the best price at Dormez Vous, 3952 Auto Route 440 near Curie LaBelle and Chaminade Laval and Centennial Plaza. Sources Boulevard. DDO.
When we get hungry, we know where to go. We're all going down to Picasso. We're always open at Picasso.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travel's USA on Business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory, 626-3132.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC. Everybody's working for the weekend. Everybody wants a new romance. Hey, hey. Everybody's going off the deep
end. WBC. We're back with Will Baggins and Stephen Pickford. And the chat behind the console, Maria Miles. With us remarking on how long our commercials are, but of course we listen to WBZ, which is Brian Kennedy's god of radio.
Like
newscasting commercials. Newscasting commercials.
30 seconds of news, 3 minutes of commercials. We're staying at the Andover Inn, which is at the entrance to the Merrimack River Valley north of Boston area, on the campus of Phillips Academy, the original home of Ask the Expert. This is, a typical New England building, 23
Phillips
rooms.
Again.
It was originally opened as the Phillips Inn. 23 rooms. Walk up to it, you look like you're entering a private house, a mansion. You're away from the road. It's a nice, quiet setting. Family-owned and operated. Henry Brokoff has been the general manager and now the owner since 1976.
Very preppy.
It's a lovely little property with the amenities of a hotel
with... We're going to call some granola bars.
I'm bad, I'm sorry.
The other part of the L.A. Valley, Lawrence Andover.
L.A. Valley, Emory calls it the L.A. Valley. Lawrence Andover.
This is it. I'm just a Valley girl from Valley, from the L.A. area.
You could have one of the unique dining specialties of the Andover Inn. It goes back to Henry Broekhoff's Dutch heritage, the Sunday... Yes, Henry Broekhoff. Rijsttafel. How would you pronounce it?
Rijsttafel.
Rijsttafel. Okay, we got a Brugge at the Rijsttafel. Okay.
He's probably of Indonesian upbringing, which is the same as my parents. In a Rijsttafel. Rice table.
Rice table.
It's a place of. It's kind of like a little Indonesian dishes, and you just help yourself to different things. You've got, you know, the usual fried rice. You've got things like bami. You think. Tons of different foods. Krupuk, which is, I don't like that. But tons of Indonesian dishes, it's great. And I think it's great that he's keeping that part of his heritage.
Keeping his heritage and providing one of those unique culinary delights of the area. The your floral wall prints and furniture that does not look like it came out of the catalog of Allied Innkeepers Supplied, personally selected.
Allied Innkeepers Supply. Is that a real place?
Yes, it's furnished all Holiday Inns in the world so that you could be in Kiev, Ukraine, or in Des Moines, Iowa, and you wouldn't know unless you asked them at the front desk, and maybe then they wouldn't even know.
It's just like in the Cracker Barrel. That's where my office was, of course. He calls my...
By the way, you know what's coming up at right around Labor Day? So I believe it's Saturday, Sunday, and Monday of Labor Day. There will be a Vesta in Lawrence. That's the Feast of the Three Saints that was brought over here from Italy, and it's in America, and people come from all over the world, and anyone that was brought up in that area comes back. So they have food of every kind, like you can get crispellis and all kinds of goodies, real Italian food, and it's a place to be in if you're coming up this end. And again, you can stay at the Andover Inn and be right there, so it should be a good idea.
Nice, what I liked about the Andover Inn as well, the 600-acre campus, you can walk anywhere. If you're a walker, your 10-minute walk from the town of Andover and the shops and restaurants there, the Addison Art Gallery with artists from the 18th, 19th, 20th centuries, a bird sanctuary. You have that elegant estate atmosphere and colonial mansion. So Andover Inn, 1-800-242-5903, www.andoverinn.com.
Do you know a lot of presidents and statesmen? I don't know them offhand, but... graduated from Phillips?
George Bush graduated from there in 1942, as did the Canadian connection Alexander Boyle Trowbridge III. No, nobody remembers him. He was the Secretary of Commerce under President Lyndon Johnson. But
yeah, your father sure remembers.
Yes,
during his work at Allied Chemical.
Allied Chemical, the company that built the their offices at 237 Hymas Boulevard, long before Future Electronics moved in there. But Alexander Trowbridge was the chairman, and we remembered him well from the... early 70s.
By the way, guys, this is fun. Is this what the two of you do for a living? This is what I want to know. I want to do this.
A lot of people say that, huh?
everyone that we come in contact with says this is a fun.
I think Chad would like to help you do anything.
Well, I want to know, how come Chad has to stay in-house when you guys come out and have all the fun?
Well, we invited him, but he said he didn't want to come down.
Oh, that is not true at all. They keep me locked up for people's safety.
Well, you know what, Chad? I don't know if you ever saw a movie, All About Eve. There was a girl who worked her way to the top. You'll have to watch that movie to see how it's done.
I'll be thinking about you.
Oh, yeah. Oh. All I can say to you is come on down. We'd love to show you around.
There's just so much to see and do here. A week, you couldn't do it all in north of Boston. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you'll find something to do every day between beach, the history, the antiques,
and it's a great place for family. I have with me a very, very special guest of Travel World, the one and only Amy. Okay, Amy, would you like to say hi to Grandma and Grandpa on the air? Amy, hang on, I'll pass you to Amy.
Yes. Oh,
no, Amy's busy right now. But she sure liked to see the outside. She likes also singing her songs, but she loved the beach. She loved the arcades here. There's a thing called Skee Ball, which is kind of like...
Oh, I love that.
Amy loves it, too. She finally got the hang of it. She realized, of course, that the ball shouldn't be rolling back at you, so...
By the way, you forgot about Pirates Park. We have over 20 rides at Pirates Park, which is right at the Salisbury Beach Center. And you have to come down, go on the rides. And once again, you can do all this in your bathing suit. Isn't that wonderful?
So casual, you walk from one area to the other. Nobody's saying, got to wear a shirt and tie.
Too bad more people didn't do it in their birthday suit.
Oh, my God. I know people do call and want to know, do we have a nude beach? And unfortunately, this isn't it.
One day you hope to have casino gambling.
They're working on that, and we should know around October. We want to put in a 1,000-room hotel with the first floor having casino gaming, and if that's the case, you guys will be the first to know.
Oh, we're looking forward to all the improvements and different upgrades to the tourism infrastructure here in Salisbury. They do already have offshore gambling further south out of Gloucester. I was reading an article in the Lawrence Eagle Tribune, their online edition, and they made it sound like worse than whale watching. It seemed to be the seas were so rough that you could tell just from reading this article on the internet that I was getting seasick from reading it. So offshore gambling is not exactly fun.
Yeah, but you know what, they went out during the winter time, but right now if you went down to Gloucester, again, there's a lot to see and do, but the leisure casino cruise is phenomenal. For $20, is it 20 or 30? I don't know, it's not a lot. You go on there.
This comes from the same guy when we went out on the catamaran out in Jamaica last week, and everybody was up on the dance floor dancing up a storm. Steve was sitting there on his hands and knees, gripped onto the floor, sweating out of fear for his life.
But I mean, the thing is that it's wonderful. They have a buffet there that's out of this world. They have music.
Buffet on a boat.
Pardon?
There's a good buffet on a boat.
Absolutely, on the leisure casino. You have to try it out.
Boat.
I can get you guys tickets to go on if you'd like to go on, but it's absolutely wonderful.
Would you like to go on a boat?
Oh, no, I'll give extra passes to Chad for his visit.
There
here.
We go. Stephen's boat passes for Stephen's chicken. And if Maria says the food's good, it probably is. We were talking about all the different pizzas they have here. We like talking about Montreal pizza because, of course, among all the places we've gone, it is the best pizza we've ever had. But Maria says, well, if you ever had Maria's pizza?
Oh, to die for.
I would like some.
Absolutely. Well, today, as I said, I made spaghetti, meatball, sausage, and chicken, and salad, and then I have cream pastries. By the way, Lawrence is the best place. The L.A. area is the best place to get your pastry. We have Fizzichelli's and Tripoli's, and there has to be about 40 other bakeries there. And I know whenever we have big events, we go to Lawrence for our pastry.
Sure, everyone wants more information. They've heard so much about Salisbury in the north of Boston area. Salisbury Chamber of Commerce number is 978-465-3581, the North of Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau, 1-800-742-5306. www.northofboston.org is their website. Get all the information, all the places you've heard about today. I'm sure we've whetted your appetite, your interest to come down and discover.
Ah, geez, ice cream. You know, that alone is worth a trip. Lori was telling me that her parents would actually drive out to Belleville because of a great ice cream stand that was there. Let me tell you, this place, Hodges, this is worth the trip by itself.
Just 6 hours away down the interstate to the upper part of north of Boston. A whole different world. A great place, summer, fall, winter, year-round.
Au revoir, mes amis.
Yes, the hour is coming to an end. And next week, next Saturday, we'll have Jerry Wagshall from CTV's W5. He'll be talking about his recent trip aboard Air Canada's inaugural service to San Diego. Next Saturday, new from 11 to noon.
We'll be back in studio, Steve.
That'll be the first time we'll be together in studio in 5 weeks.
Steve, I know you're signing off, but I just wanted to mention Rockport, where Love Letters was just filmed. You do have to make that a spot, too. It's wonderful. All shopping.
Oh, yeah.
I
loved
Rocky
it there.
Coast, so another place to come.
Okay, we're going to have to see y'all next week. It's time to leave.
Stephen Pickford.
Willem Backus.
Come on down. This is Maria Miles. We'd love to show you around.
Bye.
You made me cry, you told me lies.
This is AM 600 in Montreal, information radio that's interactive. Our website is www.ciqc.com.